Well, you know, each week at this time, and some weeks not at all, but this week, yes, and last week, too. We're on a roll here. We pick a town or a village, a bird, and a rearranged map of the same. Here is Sarah Nix with our Town of the Week.
Our Town of the Week this week is Covington, Georgia, in Newton County. It was founded in 1821 and named after Army Brigadier... You okay over there?
I'm fine.
Okay. Named after Army Brigadier General Leonard Covington, who was a hero of the War of 1812. Early settlers found beautiful woodlands of virgin pine and hardwood trees. They cleared the land, though, for farming and established plantations throughout the region. The early economy grew around gristmills, sawmills, and other plants for processing agricultural goods. The town grew after the railroad moved.
What is a gristmill?
I think that's where they put, like, grains in between two big stones, and then the water turns the wheel.
Ah.
Yeah, okay.
And that's grist. Grist means a wet grain?
I think the water is the thing that turns the wheel. I don't think that there's any water in the grinding process. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. The town grew.
Can you buy just grist if you want to grind your own?
Grits sounds kind of like grist.
Yeah.
So.
But it's not.
Well, no, it's not.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe we should ask the audience.
Okay.
Okay. So the town grew after the railroad moved in around 1845. In 1864, General Sherman's troops marched through the city. Several antebellum homes survived that looting, and Covington residents say it's now one of the most picturesque parts of Georgia. Oh. Two Covington neighborhoods are actually on the National Register of Historic Places. Mm. Covington's only 36 miles from downtown Atlanta, and the population these days is about 13,000. The city is building its economy through manufacturing and tech businesses. Covington has lately labeled itself the Hollywood of the South.
Oh, why is that?
Because scenes from The Vampire Diaries, The Dukes of Hazzard, and the recent remake of Footloose have been shot there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. Visitors who are Vampire Diaries fans can do a tour of familiar set locations, and visitors who are looking for some local sports action can check out the Oxford College Eagles.
Oh.
And that is our Town of the Week in Covington, Georgia.
Oxford College is down there, too, huh? The Eagles?
It's a campus. I think, yeah.
Yeah. How are the Eagles doing this year? Did you happen to see anything?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. See if anybody has ever been there, because we can't find anyone who wants to talk. Says little Lyle Anderson there in the booth there, who's calling randomly right now. Keep at it, will you, Lyle? Don't
Whatever give up. Happened to Southern Hospitality, man?
Don't give up.
Keep dialing.
Well, when we call it from the north, it doesn't extend that far.
You know? Oh, that's perhaps. What it is.
They're still upset about that Sherman thing.
Ah.
I mean, I did go to William T. Sherman School, elementary school.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Something I don't bring up when we're traveling down there.
It's not a good time.
I do apologize for it in advance. Covington, Georgia, Hollywood of the South. And once again, you know, I'm a little out of the mix these days. What is Vampire Diaries?
I don't know. I've actually never seen it.
Oh.
I would assume it has something to do with vampires.
Come on, you guys. You watch that? You guys?
Dukes of Hazzard?
Without the speakers. Or you don't listen to speakers if you're getting a haircut simulation?
No.
No? Vampire? Anyone here seen Vampire Diaries?
Wow.
I got the feeling that's a really hot thing right now, but no one's watching it, so that's a little...
I guess there's not much overlap with a public radio audience.
Intuitive.
Footloose? Anybody?
Oh, we're going. We're looking for someone from Covington, so we're still... But we do have someone here who... Hello? Is PJ?
Yes, this is me.
Hi, are you from Covington, Georgia?
No, I'm not. I'm from Brecksville, Ohio.
Oh. Ever been down that way, or?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, what can I do for you then, PJ?
Oh, I was calling because I thought I had a decent answer for your right earbud, left earbud.
Oh, okay,
issue.
Sure. Yeah, it is an issue.
Well, I think that... you know, I'm a sound engineer. I do Broadway musicals.
Oh, you do.
Popular music, the panning of the drums is set up so you're looking at the drummer like they're performing on stage.
Okay.
And so, as people are playing their music, and they play their hi-hats or their tom-toms, things will pan across your ears in the way. As if you're watching the drummer rather than standing behind them creepily.
And lurking, huh? Or trolling the drummer.
That's right. Yes.
So is that just for the drummer then? Nothing, is anything else panned besides the drummer?
Pianos, keyboards would be panned. I mean, depending on how the band wanted things to be done, they might put guitars on one side or the other. I mean, that kind of stuff.
Okay, but what would be panning to the right for the drummer would be panning to our left then, right?
Well, yeah, the drummer, their left would be their hi-hat, their right would be their low tom-tom, and for us it would be the opposite because we're watching them from an audience perspective.
So doesn't that kind of ruin your whole argument, though? Because, I mean, the music itself is actually being reversed in terms of panage.
Well, it's you're listening as you're an audience member.
As a listener. You're listening as a listener. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I would put my right ear butt in my right ear.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what about if you go to quadraphonic sound? Are they still doing the quad sound anymore? That was a big thing at one point. I know I actually had a stereo that was supposed to be quadraphonic. It has four speakers.
Right.
But they all were playing the same thing, basically. I couldn't figure it out, so I got rid of it. But
that was a fun thing in the 70s that did not last.
No, the 70s didn't last.
Surround sound.
What?
Yeah.
What do we
have
now?
Surround sound for the movies. You know, we got your 5.1s and your 7.1s.
Yeah.
Put all those crazy Dolby's and DTS speaker systems in the movie theaters, and some people have them in their homes. So there's a lot of panning with that kind of stuff.
Okay, but then is that realism as far as sound goes, or is that actually just another new convention?
It's all contrived.
Right.
There's no way to get a speaker system to sound like you're in an orchestra hall or something like that.
Okay. All right.
They're just artificially placing things in your soundscape.
Right. Because actually in our brain now, do we have like two speakers in our brain, or does it go to different sides of the brain in terms of what?
No, I've got a question after.
Yeah, okay, yes, hang on for a second. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, PJ.
Sure.
I appreciate it. Okay, that certainly cleared up a lot about Covington, Georgia, our town of the week. And I guess we're still calling out there. Anyone here have been to Covington?
Atlanta?
No. Covington, Kentucky.
We need Covington, Georgia, though. It's our town of the week, and right now we're calling anyone out there right now who's been to Covington, Georgia, or knows someone who has been to Covington, Georgia.
Or who's seen Vampire Diaries.
Yes, who has seen Vampire Diaries and what that tells us about Covington, Georgia. Maybe someone who went to Oxford College there was an Eagle. Or someone who enjoyed...
Or a Lady Eagle.
Huh?
A Lady Eagle would be good, too. Fighting Lady Eagles.
Okay. And the phones are not ringing. I don't see any lights on this. It could be out, though. Sometimes it gets disconnected. Covington, Georgia, going once. No one here has been down there? Anyone from the South in general?
South Dakota.
South Dakota won't do it. Yeah, nice try, though. Any other Covingtons here? I've been to a Covington in another state.
Know anybody with the last name Covington?
I have an uncle that lives in Atlanta.
You have an uncle that lives in Atlanta. Thank you for trying to help. All right. Going once, going twice. That's our town of the week, Covington, Georgia. Thank you very much, Sarah Nick. So no one wanted to talk to us? Did you find people and they just didn't want to talk to us? Does your microphone work? Try it once. Push the button and talk once.
They're not even paying attention to us.
Lyle. Lyle's talking to someone else.
You got the Olympics on back there.
He's listening to This American Life on his earbuds.
Backwards.
Huh?
Everybody has a caller ID. They screen their calls.
So what? You see, what do you know? You won't take the call? Are you kidding? It'll be a chance of a lifetime. Would you, if you're sitting at home and you see what lights up and says, what do you know? Would you take the call or not?
Telemarketing.
It doesn't say telemarketing. It says, what do you know?
Well, it might be blocked call. Maybe that's it.
Could be. Private caller.
Private caller.
Get those private callers. Yeah, I'm going to pick up. It says private caller. Right.
No, don't pick that up.
Lyle, what are you doing in there? Talk to me. Talk to me, Lyle. Talk into the microphone. That thing there. Yeah, you never use it except once every 2 years. Say something.
It appears not to be working.
Not working.
I couldn't find anybody from Covington.
Okay, thanks. I didn't know that. Okay, Covington, Georgia, long may she wave, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. You want to try this now, Sarah?
We got maybe somebody else does.
What?
Does anybody else want to throw the dart? So
no, you do. You have to do this.
I have to throw the dart?
No, you take the dart and you find someone to throw. Have we done this before, haven't we?
I know. I was just asking him.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, come on.
Jeez, man.
Professionalism. That's what we demand here on What Do You Know.
It is?
Somebody.
Who'd like to throw the dart?
Very nice.
Don't all get up at once. Ready?
This picks our town
anybody?
Of the week.
Yes, come on up. Come on up. Hopefully you can find a town of the week with a little
more
charisma.
Don't walk with a dart in your hand.
Put an eye out.
Aim for the north, although it really doesn't matter since we rearranged the map. Let's go this way. Tell me your name.
Tess Slominski.
And you're in from?
In from Beloit today, but I actually lied earlier. I'm from Virginia.
Does that count as the south?
Pretty close to Georgia. Stone throw.
Depends on whether you want to count it as the south. Strategically in Virginia.
Got it. So, you know how this works? You're just going to throw a dart at a board, and you're going to try not to hit Michael.
Now we're cooking.
Okay. Don't worry about John. Chef's okay, too.
This is our town of the week for next week. Covington, Georgia. What are the odds on that?
We got exactly on Box Elder, South Dakota.
Elder, South Dakota. Okay. That one we can do, I think. All right. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, and Tess, and thank you, Sarah, for that. Town of the week. So, what else is new?
I don't know.
Did you have a point you wanted to make about the sound?
I had a question for TJ.
Oh, he's PJ. He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Bye.
Okay, sorry. Okay, this little number here now, something you wrote or?
No.
No.
But Covington really sounds like a paradise, so.